We now welcome onto the call the head coach at Rhode Island, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Fum.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
I'm well. I hope you are too. You talked last week when we talked. You were looking forward to the bye week to heal some guys up. How did you use it, and did you get some guys healthier?
Yeah, man, I hope we did. Yeah, we gave him some time off. You know, after we gave him Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday off. With the exception of, you know, all the other things associated with a college football player, academics and training room and all that stuff. But got back Wednesday, had a good go. And then Thursday we had another good one, and then we're able to scrimmage some of the younger kids and see what they had. And then, gave them the weekend off, and we got back to work this morning. So, you know, hopefully they haven't forgotten how to play football at a high level. And a couple of days off, but as is always the uneasy thing about the open weeks is coming out of the blocks fast and making sure your timing's there. So we had a decent practice this morning and on to Tuesday.
How much positive energy, not only from the bye week, but from the overtime win against New Hampshire? You guys still have plenty to play for, playoffs possibility of winning fourth straight winning season, maybe a third straight year with seven wins. Still a lot in front of you.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. I mean, and we're, you know, obviously very well aware of all those situations. But as we always know, what's most important right now is the focus we have to have on A&T, you know, making sure that we're able to handle our business with them. They will come up. I think they've gotten better and better throughout the year. I know Vincent Brown, I have great respect for him, and he's going to have those kids ready to play without a doubt. So we're going to have a good week of practice, and we got to hit on all cylinders. And, you know, the focus for us right now is to secure this week, and that secures a winning season, which, you know, obviously is something that is very important for every football program. And we'll worry about the rest of it down the road, but we've got two quality opponents we got to play, and our focus is 100% on now on A&T and making sure we can control those guys. I've got great respect for what they've been able to do.
I have a question for you. The first from Zach Austin. Good morning, Zach.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Coach. I wanted ask about the new video board at Mead Stadium. It looks like it's finally going to be ready this week. From a coaching standpoint, how helpful is it to have access to those replays during game action?
I don't think it really helps anything other than the fan experience, really. I mean, because, you know, I won't see something on replay on that video board that they haven't already looked up in the box. Now, certainly would be a little uneasy for some of the referees. You know, I think that they've had a couple of close calls that if they've been caught on the video board would have been an interesting boo or hiss from the stands. But it's a great addition. You know, I think one more addition to Mead Stadium and continue to improve our product. So we got it up, and now we just hope it's operational, since the last game we had was the last gasp of the old scoreboard, and she didn't work. So it was appropriate, I guess.
Next question for me and Steele. Good morning, Ian.
Morning, Rob. Morning, Jim. How are you?
Good, Ian. How are you?
Good. First thing, I wanted to follow up on the scrimmage you had for the young guys. Not something we hear about very often, a JV game.
It was the guys that have been in there working on scout team all year, and we let them get in there. We got 18 quality snaps, and, you know, they were out there throwing their bodies around. So it's always good to see. And I think, you know, they're always told all year long, they got to, you know, be careful and not take big hits on our, you know, our starters. And so they were happy to get an opportunity to go out there and show their stuff, and all the guys on the sideline really enjoyed it too. So it was a good finish to an off week.
Who's anyone stand out in particular that you thought may have shown improvement throughout the year?
Well, I think there were a lot of guys that showed up. You know, Moses Muse, you know, we all know him. You know, was a local kid, came in there and threw his body around and had a couple of really hard contacts. And one was a nice one in the hole with Carson Harwood. You know, so we got some good young kids that have some physicality to them. So very excited to see them develop over the years.
And then on the flip side, not young kids, it's senior day on Saturday. And you got a lot of them. And yeah, you got a lot of guys who came back. What does this class mean to you?
It's an awful lot. I think when you start looking at the, you know, what they've been able to achieve over their career since here is, you know, unusual for Rhode Island standards. I mean, I think they've set a new standard. this team has a chance to walk out. We got to take care of business, you know, this weekend and the weekend after. They have a chance to have five winning seasons and four in a row, you know, and that was a long time coming to our first one in 2018 when they walked through the door. They're a group of kids that have worked extremely hard, and I think they've left their mark on the program, and I think they've elevated the platform, and our expectations going forward is to try to deliver a championship still.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Next question from Steve McDonald. Go ahead, Steve.
Thanks, Rob. Thanks, Coach. Coach, you know, we all know the benefits of the bye week, getting rest and getting healed. What are, as a head coach, what are the concerns of bye week coming into Saturday's game?
Well, you know, start talking with this being an exclusive week, whatever it is, nine bye, you know, it's awful strange. You know, you're taking a late bye, and then I think you get a little sense of that, hey, the season's over, but you got two big games ahead of you. The concerns that I always have is, you know, that you lose a little bit of an edge in terms of your, you know, your game speed, you know, which I thought, like I said, I thought we played our best game versus New Hampshire, and you want to maintain that. You know, so I was really attentive to watching how they came out this morning. I thought, you know, weekend off, you know, some time to themselves, you know, is good for them to recharge the battery. But on my side of it, it's all about, you know, the intent, the urgency, and the focus on getting prepared, which they did okay. They started slow and got better and better throughout the day today. And we're going to have to come back with a really good Tuesday. And, you know, because we all say the same thing, you know, practice is what's going to show up in the game. And we need to start fast this weekend to give ourselves a good chance.
And Coach, just to follow up, you mentioned Vincent Brown when you began today. Great with the Patriots. Guy like you on the defensive side of the ball as a coach, you know, making your names there. Just talk a little more about him and his return to New England.
I think I've met Vincent through Mark Cruz, who's a, you know, Hall of Famer here at URI, and played, I think, probably with Vincent up in the Patriots back in the day. But I met him, you know, on Mark's porch, and he's just a really solid, down-to-earth guy. And, you know, then we obviously got to know each other better through the competition. He was at William & Mary, and he was the one that kept us out of the end zone on that two-point play. But he's a quality guy. He knows how to prepare people. He's been coaching for quite some time and got a great playing background. So that's what I talked to the kids about today. You know, they're going to follow the lead of a guy that's been there, done that. And I would be guaranteeing that they will come in here ready to play. You know, everybody looks at a 1-8 and they're going, hey, are they going to show up or not? I think that's 100%. And if we're not ready for that, it'll be a long day at the office for us and very disappointing. So we got to prepare well, and we got to know that we got to match, you know, their emotion, but we're going to be emotional as well. You know, senior day, a lot to play for, new video board, you know, we're all jacked up about that. So, you know, I think that, you know, it's going to be a good football game, and we just need to make sure that we're taking care of our business.
Thanks, Coach. Thanks, Rob.
Thank you.
Yeah. Before I let you go, just A&T obviously has some weapons, both in the kick return game with Kent and Tamon Cook, and quarterback, running back, dynamic players who have really, especially in the past few weeks, put up some numbers. What concerns you on the defensive side about what they do on offense?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, that they're running back number seven, he's legit. You know, he's got some good size. He runs behind his pads. He's got physicality, and he's got some wiggle. You know, the quarterbacks, we saw two of them this past weekend. One went down earlier, and five came in and seemed to throw the ball around pretty good. They've got some really good weapons, and I think they're big, big dudes up front. So, you know, everything that we're going to have to stop the run in order to win, and we're going to have to run the ball in order to win. I think that's really the message to our team. But they've got some talent out there, and there's some concerns. We're going to have to stop number seven. He's a pain.
All right, Jim. Thanks so much, as always, for the time here this morning, and we'll talk again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.